listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Energy price caps will be on the agenda at National Cabinet this week. The PM will meet with state and territory leaders on Wednesday, where they'll discuss how to ease our power bills. Queensland is reportedly pushing back on potential caps, while New South Wales has signalled a plan may be too late to help with the pain at our hip pockets. Meantime, the Reserve Bank is gearing up for its final cash rate decision of the year, with another hike expected to drop tomorrow. Another 25 basis points would bring the rate to 3.1%, marking an 8 consecutive rise this year. Brittany Higgins is seeking compensation from Linda Reynolds and Michaela Cash that could climb as high as $3 million. The personal injury claim includes economic loss and at-home care. It comes after the retrial alleging Bruce Lehrman raped the former staffer was dropped over concerns about the impact on Higgins' health. The Socceroos coach is calling on the federal government for a funding boost for the code off the back of Australia's success at the FIFA World Cup. Despite being knocked out at the weekend, it's the first time since 2006 we made it through to the final 16. Graham Arnold also calling for a centre the sport can call home to help develop the national team and inspire a next generation of athletes. Almost 1,700 dead seals have been found along Russia's coastline. Investigations are underway into the cause, but authorities say it's likely from natural causes. And Shane Warne is officially a legend 9 months after his tragic death. Warne elevated to legend status at Sport Australia's Hall of Fame. Cricket Australia has congratulated his family. His son Jackson and daughter Brooke have told Seven it's bittersweet.
It's just a shame he wasn't here to see it.
I'm sure he will be shining down. He wouldn't miss out on it, that's for sure.
Another Kylian Mbappe masterclass has led France to a 3-1 victory over Poland at the World Cup this morning. The striker scoring a brace to send his nation into the quarterfinals.
Mbappe once again on the swivel. Oh, majestic! Magical!
On SBS there, in this morning's other match, England take on Senegal. And a 6-wicket haul to Nathan Lyon has led Australia to victory over the West Indies in Perth with a 164-run win. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers for Brisbane, a top of 29 degrees, same for the Gold Coast and 28. Showers and a possible late storm for Sydney, 29 the max. Showers and windy for Melbourne too, a top of 19. Same goes for Hobart, 16 the max. Partly cloudy for Adelaide and 24, mostly sunny for Perth and 29. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Just search for the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.